Title: Crossfading Between Brake Variants Automatically Advanced. Alright, let's build one of those. How is this brake still interesting 5 minutes later? Drum and bass tricks. The big idea is simple. You take one brake, you make a few different processed versions of it, and then you set up Ableton so it can smoothly morph between those versions automatically. No clip swapping every 8 bars. No messy mutes. Just one control that glides your brake through different characters. Clean, crunchy, filtered, and spacey. By the end, you'll have a brake variance rack, where a single macro called Variant Fade crossfades between 2 to 4 brake treatments, and you'll automate that macro with bar accurate intention. Then, if you want, you'll add tiny inside the bar movement with an LFO or shaper so the loop breathes without going random. And we'll keep it mix safe, because in rolling DNB, low-end stability is everything. Let's start with the foundation. Your brake has to be locked. Choose a classic brake like the Amen, Think, Hot Pants, whatever fits your vibe. Drop it into Ableton, and in clip view, set warp mode to beats. For preserve, choose transients. Then adjust the envelope somewhere around 30 to 60 as a starting point. What you're doing here is telling Ableton, keep the punchy hits tight, don't smear them. Now consolidate a clean loop length. Grab 4 or 8 bars and consolidate with CMD or Control J. Consolidation is underrated here. It makes your loop start and end consistent, which matters a lot once you're crossfading variants. And set a typical DNB tempo around 172 to 176 BPM. Quick teacher note, crossfading only sounds clean if the timing and phase relationship stays stable across the variants. If your brake isn't tightly warped, every crossfade becomes a tiny flam generator. Now we create your variants. The sound design part. You can do this by duplicating tracks, but the cleanest workflow for what we're doing is to keep one audio track with your brake clip, and build the variants as chains inside an audio effect rack. That way, everything is guaranteed to be aligned because it's the same audio feeding each chain. So on your brake track, drop an audio effect rack, open the chain list, and create 4 chains. If you only want 3, that's totally fine, but 4 gives you a nice palette. Chain A is your clean anchor. Think of this as your home sound that always feels correct in the mix. Put an EQ8 first. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz, just to remove useless rumble. If the brake feels boxy, do a tiny dip around 250 to 400 Hz. Then add glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This is not about smashing, it's about consistency. Chain B is your crunch or weight chain. This is where you get that gritty roller energy. Try drum bus with drive somewhere like 5 to 15, crunch around 5 to 20. Be careful with boom. If you use it, tune it around 50 to 80 Hz, but keep it subtle because we're going to protect the low end later. Then add saturator. Soft sine or analog clip works great. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB, and turn soft clip on so you don't create surprise peaks. Chain C is filtered or air. This is for lifts, contrast, and hat-forward moments without changing the groove. An auto filter, high pass 12 or 24 dB slope. Set cutoff somewhere between 200 and 600 Hz depending how thin you want it. Add a touch of resonance just a little, like 0.5 to 1.5 so it has character. If you have a transient shaper device available, you can add a touch of attack for crispness. If not, skip it, don't force it. Chain D is space or FX. And this is the chain people overuse. We're going to use it like a spice, not like the meal. Add hybrid reverb with a short room or plate. Decay around 0.4 to 1.2 seconds. And please filter the lows out of the reverb. You do not want reverb turning your brake into low mid fog. Optionally add redux, lightly, for texture. The goal is moment, not wash. Now the magic, setting up the crossfade. In the audio effect rack, find the chain selector, the little horizontal ruler. We're going to assign each chain a zone so that the selector moves through them. Set it like this. Chain A active from 0 to 31. Chain B from 32 to 63. Chain C from 64 to 95. Chain D from 96 to 127. Now, crucial step. Create overlaps using the fade handles. Don't hard switch. Drag the fade edges so each chain overlaps slightly with the next. Start with an overlap of about 6 to 12 units. Enough to hide clicks and make it smooth, but not so much that everything becomes blurry in the middle. Now click map in the rack. Click the chain selector. Map it to macro 1. Rename macro 1 to variant fade. This is your single control. You've basically built a DJ crossfader for brake processing states, except it's perfectly synced and automatable. Let's automate it musically. Go to Arrangement View and press it to show automation lanes. Find your variant fade automation. Now think in phrase logic. In DNB, 8 and 16 bar chunks are your best friend. Here's a practical automation blueprint you can steal and tweak. In the intro, maybe the first 16 bars, keep it mostly on chain A. Let it drift slightly toward chain B here and there, but don't fully commit, so you might live around values like 0 to 20. At the drop, the next 32 bars, you can start alternating A and B every 8 bars, and sprinkle chain C for quick lifts. For example, ramp from clean into crunch across 8 bars, so maybe 0 up to around 45, then settle, then repeat. Then do little punctuation moments. Every 8 bars, jump briefly toward chain C like a 1 bar or even 1 beat hat lift. That's the moment that makes listeners think you're doing intricate edits, even though it's one macro move. And right before a transition, like bars 49 to 50 in a bigger arrangement, do a quick sweep toward chain D, then snap back to something stable like chain B or exactly on the downbeat. When you do quick moves, don't make them instant. Even a 50 to 150 millisecond crossfade is enough to avoid clicks and weird transient discontinuity. And if you can, use curved automation shapes. Curves make the transition feel like a hand movement, not a robot. Now let's add that automatic motion layer, but in a controlled way. Arrangement automation gives you the big decisions, which variant, when. But inside each section, you might want tiny movement so the break feels alive, especially in long rolls. If you have Max for Live, add an LFO and map it to the variant fade macro. Set the rate to something musical like half a bar or 1 bar. Keep depth small like 5 to 15. Set the offset so the LFO wiggles around your chosen home position. For example, if chain B is your main drop vibe, set the offset around the crunchy area, then let it gently nudge toward the neighboring chain. If you want more edited movement, use Shaper instead and draw a shape that nudges toward chain C on the last beat of each bar. That gives you that breathing, only micro mutation without it sounding random. Important workflow tip: you're thinking in layers. Your arrangement automation sets the main position. Your LFO or Shaper adds a tiny offset. If both are doing big moves, it'll sound like the break can't decide who it is. Now let's keep it mix safe, because this is where advanced producers separate themselves. Crossfading between different processing chains can cause low-end wobble, level jumps, or that annoying moment where the snare suddenly loses its spine halfway through the blend. First, add an EQ 8 after the rack, high pass at 25 to 38Z, and consider a bigger choice. In modern rollers and neuro, it's extremely common to high pass the break much higher, like 90 to 150 Hz, so the break provides groove and aggression, while your kick and sub own the real low end. If you do that, your crossfades become way more stable. Second, add a gentle catcher after the rack, glue compressor, or very gentle multiband dynamics. The purpose isn't loudness, it's stopping one chain from randomly hitting harder than the others when you morph. Third, think about transients. If your snare softens during crossfades, it's often because one chain compresses or transient shapes differently than the next. Two fixes: either keep transient shaping consistent across all chains and only change tone with EQ and saturation, or put a very light transient clamp after the rack like glue with a slightly slower attack and tiny gain reduction, so the transient feels like it's always coming from the same place. Now a really practical pro move: equal power crossfade compensation. Sometimes, sitting halfway between two chains feels like it dips in impact. That's a crossfade behavior thing. To compensate, put a utility after the rack and map its gain to a second macro called fade makeup. Then set it so that when you're living in overlap zones, you get a tiny boost, often half a dB to 1.5 dB, not to get louder overall, but to stop the blend from feeling smaller. And here's another coach move: treat variant fade like a performance control, then commit. Loop 16 or 32 bars. Arm automation recording, and actually move the macro live while it plays. Don't overthink it, just perform it like you're DJing the break. Then go back and edit the automation afterward. You'll get way more musical transitions than drawing everything perfectly with a mouse. Before we wrap, do a 15-second phase sanity check. Toggle between your chains and hit mono using utility, or watch a correlation meter if you have one. If one chain collapses weirdly in mono, it's usually because of stereo widening, chorus, reverb early reflections, or aggressive multiband processing. Fix that chain so your snare doesn't disappear on club systems. Also remember, macro scaling matters. You don't have to use the full 0 to 127 range. If chain B is your home, Scale your macro so most of your automation lives in something like 20 to 80. That gives you finer control and fewer accidental "why is it suddenly underwater?" moments. Now a mini practice assignment to lock this in. Build 3 chains. Clean, crunch, and filtered air. Map variant fade to macro 1. Then write this 32-bar automation. Bars 1 to 8, stay clean. Bars 9 to 16, slow ramp from clean to crunch. Bars 17 to 24, mostly crunch, with quick 1-beat dips into filtered on bar 20 and bar 24. Bars 25 to 32, ramp back toward clean, and do 1-1-bar sweep into filtered right before bar 33. Then render it. Listen for 3 things. Does the snare stay consistent? Do you hear low-end jumps when you morph? And does the groove feel continuous, like one drummer, not 4 different loops? If it feels too obvious, reduce how different the chains are or spend less time at the extremes. Recap to lock it in. You built break variants as chains in an audio effect rack. You used chain selector map to a macro called variant fade. You automated that macro with phrase logic, using smooth curves and short crossfades instead of hard switches. You optionally added subtle LFO or shaper modulation for micro movement, and you protected the mix with post-rack EQ and gentle dynamics, keeping the breaks low and disciplined. If you tell me what style you're making liquid, rollers, jungle, neuro, and what break you're using, I can suggest a set of chain recipes that match the vibe, plus a bar-by-bar automation plan that'll sound intentional and nasty.